Hi, I'm John O'Donnell with Microsoft Dynamics Evangelism, and I'm here in St. Charles, Illinois at the conclusion of the Dynamics Community series of events, and here with Andy and Mark. So guys, do you just want to introduce yourself?
Sure. Me first?
Sure.
All right. I'm Andy Hafer with Dynamic Communities. I get the opportunity to support user groups across the Dynamics platform.
Okay. Mark?
And I'm Mark Rhodes. I'm the Director of Programs with the CRM user group.
So first of all, just don't tell us which user groups have been represented this week, because it isn't just about Dynamics CRM. What else have we had this week?
We hosted this week, we had Dynamics AX user group, AXUG as we call it.
Okay.
GPUG from the Dynamics GP space. NAV was represented with NABUG.
Right.
And of course, Mark and the CRM UG.
Excellent. Well, why do we just go back and tell us a bit about why Dynamics Communities was formed in the first place?
Okay, we've got about half hour.
I'll give them the short version. Many years ago, actually in the early part of this decade, I was a Dynamics AX customer.
Okay.
I had implemented AX and spent the prior decade in the SAP world. Won't talk about that, but I really relied on the user group,
and so. Right.
The Dynamics AX user group was non-existent at that point. So we started that. The Dynamics AX user group grew and grew and grew to the point where I was working nights and weekends as a volunteer leading that group, more so than on my IT job. And
okay.
I ultimately quit the IT job and worked full-time on AXUG, as we called it back then. That continued to grow to the point where some good folks from Microsoft got some customers together in the GP space and said, hey, can you do the same thing for GP? And
therefore, right.
GPUG was born. And then CRM UG followed suit.
Okay.
And then there was already existing NAV group of users. And those guys came over and said, hey, you know, we're all volunteers over here working too hard. And could you also support us? So all of a sudden, this little group that was supporting it needed a name. We called it Dynamic Communities.
Okay.
And that's how the organization was formed, and we operate as a not-for-profit organization, making sure that all the sponsorships and membership fees that we collect get poured right back into programming for each of the groups.
Excellent. Well, maybe you could give us a bit of a brief overview of what sort of events have been happening this week. I mean, let's focus on it maybe from Mark on the CRM space this week.
It's actually been a very exciting week. We've had near 1,000 people here. I keep losing count as we've run around and tried to count everybody, but we've had a tremendous turnout, even in these tough economic times. Folks coming to Chicago. Always so important. We continue to see this at our annual user conferences, and also in our regional chapters. We have dozens of regional chapters through our user groups, providing an opportunity for folks to get together, meet face-to-face, network, and really share and learn from each other. And we saw that this week again. Just everybody coming together for a three-day conference, and also we had some training, either on the front end or back end, and just a tremendous opportunity. Really, just around the theme of all our user groups is helping everybody to use the application better. We really work on the ecosystem, as we call it. We have partners, we have Microsoft, we have the end users, the customers, everybody coming together to learn how to use it better. And just tremendous stories coming out of this week. Continue to get great feedback about one in particular. One session, somebody was sharing a way to embed a web page inside CRM. And a very simple solution, and it makes a tremendous difference in the lives of a lot of people. And just that single little thing can save you a lot of hours, a lot of effort, a lot of time, and quite a lot of expenses. So always a tremendous value and opportunity to network here.
And there's been tons of little anecdotes like that. Mm-hmm. Across the different groups and breakout sessions here. Obviously, we're you know, really supported by sponsors, so a lot of the partners, the ISVs,
right.
And the implementation partners, and Microsoft also buying exhibition booths and sponsoring different breakout sessions and things like that. So we're obviously grateful for that, because the goal is to make it extremely affordable. So conferences that are $1,000-$2,000 for a 3 or 4 day conference to attend, we've kept this one in the $399 range and make it
okay.
Incredibly so that it's ubiquitous. Everybody can be a part of it. And I think I ate at least that many bagels this week to justify the cost. So that was the whole goal there. But countless times people would say, Man, I didn't know you could do that. That paid for my trip alone. So.
Yeah, and it's certainly from my perspective, it's always refreshing to get in front of end user customers and actually just find out how they're using our products on a day-to-day basis. So last year it was in Vegas. Tell us a bit about where we're going to be next year.
Well, we're heading to Orlando. So I know that we've had a couple of convergences there over the years, but
okay.
the prognosis from everybody giving feedback, got to work about 18 months in advance to plan something of this size.
Right.
So last year in Vegas, people said after the Chicago event, we want to go to the Southeast, and so we polled a whole bunch of different cities, took an RFP, and Orlando was the winner. Got a wonderful space down there at the Renaissance SeaWorld, so right near Shamu,
right,
and I'm sure there'll be some aquatic themes to next year's decor.
So we'll be able to learn more about Dynamics products and swim with Shamu at the
That's
same
right.
time.
Yeah. Take your life in your own hands. If you like killer whales, we'll have a great time there. It's a great facility, and we're going to have, the information on the exact format will come out shortly.
Well, Mark and Andy, we really appreciate what you guys are doing to bring the Dynamics community users and partners together. So look forward to seeing you guys in Orlando next year. And
great.
thanks for talking to me.
Thank you, John.